Senators and representatives running for re-election are eager for Congress to adjourn at the end of this month so they can join their challengers back home on the campaign trail. At their side will be a variety of campaign consultants. They make their livings taking polls, shooting television commercials, and generally dispensing advice to the candidates. Consultants are held in low esteem by the public, perhaps never more so than now. But the campaign advisors insist they play an important role in the electoral process. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In the time from Bill Clinton's inauguration in 1993 to the next president swearing-in in January, political candidates across the country will have spent an estimated $8 billion trying to get elected. What are they doing with all that money? Well, there are some 3,000 political consultants nationwide advising candidates in races ranging from sheriff to the White House. But publisher Ron Fauché of the trade journal Campaigns and Elections says consultants are not to blame for all that campaign spending. Technology is.
There was a time in this country not long ago when ordinary politicians could run campaigns by themselves. They didn't need to know how to work computers or understand satellites or understand desktop publishing or understand the fine points of television production. Now they do. And like in any other business or professional field, expertise around technical aspects has become a major part of political campaigning, and that's being driven by technology, and it's going to continue to be driven by technology.
Pollster Donna Victoria is one such specialist. Her suburban Maryland office is lined with files containing reams of computerized databases. Her firm does survey research for congressional candidates. Victoria says it's a collaborative process. She and the candidate try to determine together what issues seem to be hot.
For example, this year, the public seems very focused on education, and that's an issue that I suspect we'll hear a lot about during the fall campaigns. So if you have a background on education, we're going to talk about that. If you have a background on another issue that doesn't seem to be testing well, we may not spend resources talking about it as much.
That politicians pay far too much attention to polls and govern based on public opinion is a common complaint, but Victoria argues that in her experience, at least, it's rarely true. She says what she does is a far better way of gauging public sentiment than a politician sticking his finger in the wind.
Very often when I talk to someone who doesn't want to do survey research, they talk to the same 10 guys down at the store every time they're in the district. And it's like, well, the people who are your friends are not necessarily representative of what's going on.
To help get their message out, candidates hire media consultants. Peter Fenn is popular with lots of Democrats. A former staffer with Senator Frank Church, Fenn runs a shop in a townhouse tucked away on an alley in Georgetown.
The media folks are sometimes looked at as the sort of wizards behind the curtain. You know, we're supposed to come out with these wonderfully creative ads. As one of my clients once referred to it, the killer ad. Where's my killer ad that's going to win me this race?
Fenn calls TV the nuclear bomb of communication, the dominant medium in most districts. The kind of political ads he favors are based in realism.
Oftentimes we'll take specific stories of things that the candidate has done and feature them as examples of why they're doing what they're doing, why they want to be in the Congress of the United States.
When Nita Lowy first decided to try and make a difference, she started in her own neighborhood, helping out at the school, getting involved in community affairs. In time, Nita Lowy's involvement grew, from community service to serving her community, on the Child Care Commission, in the Office of Economic Opportunity, and in 1988, being elected to Congress.
Of course, not all Fenn's spots are heartwarming stories accompanied by New Age music. Fenn is well aware that negative ads, the ones widely deplored by media critics and the public, usually work. But he says consultants and candidates are beginning to realize there is a line.
You get too negative, and people are going to, there's going to be a backlash. Also, as a consultant, there's nothing I like more than someone to make an unsubstantiated attack on my candidate, to make an attack where an ad watch comes out and says, you know, this is dead wrong, because I'll turn that right around into an ad and have it on within 24 hours. So there's a certain amount of that self-policing.
Consultants are defensive about their role in the democratic process. They say they're not Svengalis controlling what candidates say and do, but are there to assist them refine and spread their message. They say rather than hinder the democratic process, they help it. And Dick Morris, to the contrary, most consultants argue that in the end, it's all about the candidate, not them. This is Brian Naylor in Washington.